So this reminds me of when I talked a couple of meetings ago about the need for a work plan.
Yep.
Right.
And I know we did get something drawn up, but I'm not sure I had it with me.
Yep.
And I'm not sure how that would translate. But then the smartest thing to do would be for us at the end of every, towards the end of every one of these meetings, pick from the work plan what we'd like to talk about next month, right?
Yes. That's actually what I was hoping we would do tonight.
That will be what we do tonight, then.
but to get the work plan, I need to get the work plan a bit more sophisticated than the one that I have now.
Sure.
To think about it, the way I've started the work plan was basically the outline of the whole report. But it would be helpful to look at that outline and say, okay, this is what we did last meeting, which I thought was really helpful. You know, we really want to focus on the marine economy. Well, we might find at the end of this meeting that we want to spend some more time on the marine economy and circle back on public access. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but we have to talk about that at this
meeting. So we're going to rely very much on that work plan, on that list of topics organized and tweaked as much as you feel is important.
If we're all agreed that the topic areas that we have in the outline are where we're as their starting point, which I think we agreed to last time, then that's
And I don't know how many of us have that actual outline in front of us right now. I thought I had everything I'd put in one place. Maybe I do.
Oh, I'm sure I can pull
it. I'm notorious for putting things under my nose and not seeing them again.
I have it all right on the screen at some point. This is not it, but I can pull up the whole Word document right.
But then towards the end, as we are getting ready to wrap this up around hour and 15 minutes away.
It's not a work plan, but it's a subject
That's
area.
Nice.
Let's just bring that up on the screen.
Yeah,
towards the end.
Yeah.
And we will by consensus decide, somehow we will decide amongst us, what we want to put on the agenda for next week. It may be obvious at some point.
I would like to make a suggestion. I think Noel probably has in his head the most logical progression of discussion for these topics in terms of getting through all of this and what logically follows one from the other.
And you admit to that?
Yeah, I would have ideas, yes.
I just kind of figure since he's the one who's written several harbor management plans, he's probably got that in his head. I'd like to use him as kind of the person who makes, maybe not makes the decision, but certainly makes the suggestion for the next topic.
Yeah.
So that it flows well, and if we need to go back to something, you can let us know. Now's the time to go back to that.
Yep.
We're ready to move forward on this. And does that make sense to people? Does that seem logical? I just feel like he's the person who knows more about it in terms of the organization and how it should go.
Thanks for clarifying the end. Thanks for clarifying the end part. Knows more about the organization, not necessarily the rest of it. But
well,
we're all learning together about the harbor. Yeah, I think that's a good approach.
I mean, if somebody has a burning need to talk about something else, we may have to do that.
Yeah,
generally speaking.
This is the way, as I understand it from the last meeting, I think it's important that I sort of recognize that, you know, I'm a kind of a start from the basic perspective person, so let's have some common ground understanding first and then work on the details. But that doesn't always work in the process. So I'm okay with the idea of, you know, we're going to dig into the data and do kind of like what we did, a little more facilitated version of what we did last time, which is, all right, well, let's pick a topic so we understand, you know, what are the brainstorming things that we're thinking about, because that helps us all learn the perspective that we're coming from, and also some of the issues that we really need to do a little more research on.
Good.
So we'll do a little of both.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
The walking tour report. What do we have in mind for that?
I didn't take a walking tour. Ed was going to invite me on a walking
tour. Right, I was going to invite you and John on a walking tour. And then you said something about you were going to be gone for the weekend or something. And then
probably so.
And I started doing other stuff, and I forgot all about it. We should do that before the weather really closes in on us.
Yeah.
Okay. That's an invitation to anybody.
I would like to.
Yes, I'll send out an invitation in the next week or so.
Okay.
And we'll try to do it.
So, Noel, this brings us to the harbor inventory overview, which I think you're kind of primed for.
Queued up. Yep. All right. So in our work plan, we'll call it, our harbor plan overview, the first section that I think about is really that the harbor inventory. So this is the thing that paints the picture so we can all, you know, some of us have a lot more intimate knowledge of the harbor or different aspects of the harbor than others. So if we can sort of start to think about gaining some common understanding, and this is really the upfront piece of the harbor plan, which is here's the harbor, here's what it is, here are the assets, the current uses, the regulatory environment, that kind of stuff. So what I've done is started that process by trying to, tonight, paint the picture of the harbor. And so we talked about this last time, the different elements of the harbor, things that you can't see my mouse, but the physical setting, the topics under physical setting, could change a little bit in the narrative, but basically I'm trying to group different things in different areas so we can think about them. And so what I thought I would do tonight is basically walk through where we are with the inventory so we can all get a common understanding. It is not necessarily at all a final product, and especially when we get down into the current use section. Matt and I sat down, went over the whole map. Matt basically did a good brain dump. I tried to capture as much of that as I could, but I'm not sure I'm positive it's not 100% correct. So it's a living, breathing exercise. So.